Hello everybody, this is Michael Dunlop from Income Diary, and today I'm with a really good friend that I met 4 years ago at Yannick Silver's mastermind group called Andy Miller. Andy has always been a really good guy, and I've really enjoyed all the things he's been doing, but I was particularly impressed by something he was talking to me about back last month, I think it was, Andy, wasn't it?
It was.
And it's about doing the things you really want to do. So I would like to welcome Andy now, and we're going to get into talking about how you guys can achieve everything you want to do, hopefully. Welcome, Andy.
Thanks, Michael. Welcome to everybody.
Okay, so I'll jump straight in there with, you know, we want to talk to everyone today about creating a bucket list and doing the things they want to do before they die. So I'll hand it over to you, and hopefully you can share with everyone how they can start to create their bucket list.
Okay. So, Michael, does everybody even know, bucket is probably an American slang term of kick the bucket, you know, it's before you die kind of thing. So, what was it, a year ago, there was a movie that came out, Morgan Freeman, and it was called Bucket List, and Jack Nicholson was in it. So, anyhow, it's a great movie, worth watching. But the more important part is the theme of the movie, and the theme is, you know, what do you want to do before you die? I prefer to view it a little differently, which is make your life an adventure. And adventure doesn't necessarily mean, you know, elephant trekking in Thailand. It's whatever you define as an adventure. Life is too short, and I can speak from this from experience. I've always been somewhat of an adventurer ever since I was, I don't know, somewhere between 12, 13, 14. And somehow, somewhere, I don't know where I learned it from. I wish I did, because I'd call that person back and thank them. But I learned, make a list of dreams that you want to have happen in your life and then pursue them. Now, you know, some of that may have been, my mother was a very dynamic person and made a lot of things happen. And she died at an early age of 36. But people referred to her as somebody who ran through life. And, you know, ran through life, meaning getting a lot of things accomplished. And that made an impression on me. So I made a list of things I wanted to do at a very young age and started making them happen. So, for example, when I was a kid, I was a big bicycler, and I rode at 14 from Chicago, Illinois to Washington, D.C., on a bicycle with a couple friends and no adult supervision. There was just, six of us. And then when I was 16, I rode coast to coast from Washington, D.C. to Fresno, California. It wasn't quite the Pacific Ocean, but it was pretty close. But, make things happen. Do things that fire you up. And life, like I said, life is too short. What you don't know is, how much life do you have, right? You don't know if you're going to live till 80 or 104 or 30. And I'll talk about that in a second. But one of the things on my list was I was going to hike the Continental Divide in the U.S. That's the Rocky Mountains with two friends. We're going to hike from Mexico to Canada through New Mexico, through the Rocky Mountains. It was going to be a nine-month trip. About 5 months of that was going to be in snow. And we had written all these companies for sponsorship and gotten sponsors and equipment. And at the same time, so that was on my list. And at the same time, I had an opportunity to move to Europe and start a software company. And I ended up moving to Europe and starting the software company instead of doing the trip. My friends went, and they still did the trip. But it's because I had my list and I'd kind of prioritized what was important to me that I went to Europe. And you know what? I'm glad I did. I spent 3 years there. Had the time of my life, and grew a company and sold it. So, I'm hoping people are starting to get excited about, you know, what is possible. So let's talk about that. You have any questions, Michael, before I keep going?
No, perfect. I would just love to know, and I'm sure everyone else would love to know, is, you know, how do they work out what they really want to do?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. So let's talk about that. So, it's funny, as we get older, we forget how to dream. And you can notice this in little kids. If you take a little kid and you give them a balloon, and everybody knows what a balloon is, right? So you give them a balloon. What happens? Their eyes get all big and bright, and they get all excited over something as simple as a balloon. And yet, as we get older, we forget about that simple passion, simple excitement. You know, you give an adult a balloon, and they'll look at you and go, what the heck is this? Why are you giving me a balloon, right? And it's like, dude, there's nothing behind it. It's just a balloon. Get excited about it, right? So we somehow suppress our passion. At least that's my opinion. And it's like, I don't care how old you are, I still think you should have the excitement and joy of a child. And I really think that's what life is about. I think it's about excitement. I think it's about joy. I think it's about passion. And if that's not what you have in your life, then you definitely need to make a bucket list. Now, let's talk about how to do that. And by the way, I don't mean to be Pollyannish and say that you should be joyful and passionate and excited every minute of the day. You know, if you're trying to get some big internet project done, sometimes it's just a grind and you got to grind it out, right? And it's not always fun. But that's temporarily. I'm talking about more what is your constant state of being, you know, 7 days a week, you know, 12 months a year. Overall, I would expect that you would have more passion and excitement and joy, more than you would have dreadedness, things feeling laborious, painful, hating life kind of thing. So let's talk about how do you make a bucket list. So the first thing I would encourage you to do is just keep a little journal. And what I did was I just grabbed a couple pieces of paper and a pen, and I kept it in my pocket. And for a weekend, I just went around and I wrote down every dream, every fantasy I ever had, no matter what those were, and I did not edit it. So I didn't say, hey, I'd like to be a brain surgeon. No, I can't do that. It's too many years of school. Forget about whether it's possible or not. I just want you to write it down. So it could be simple things. Some of the things on my list was I wanted to make wine. I don't know. I've always been curious, what does it really take to make wine? So that went down on my list. I did make it, and it turned out horribly, and I'll never make it again. But, hey, you know, you gave it a shot, right? Nobody says it's got to turn out great. It just means you got to try it. Another thing I wanted I had down is I'd like to own a florist. I like flowers. I'm colorblind, so I can't do arrangements. But that went down on my list, and you know what? I'll probably never turn that into a reality. But I just want you to take things and put it down, take a weekend, and just write down on a piece of paper everything you ever dreamed about. That could be scuba diving. It could be making your own cheese. It could be, you know, spending a weekend taking your parents to some place you know they would never go on their own. It could be volunteering in a school with helping children who have problems reading read better. I mean, it could be writing a book. It could be going to some country you want to go to. It could be hiring a personal trainer. It could be going to medical school. I'm just trying to think of the things I had on my list. I wanted to own a cheesecake bakery because I'm a good baker, but I don't like getting up early in the morning, so that'll never happen. But I made a whole list. I had, you know, I had martial arts on there. I had see the Great Wall of China. I had go to Machu Picchu. I had, you know, tell my parents I love them more often. I had write a book. I failed English in sixth grade, so writing a book would be a major feat for me, or accomplishment. And it's like, you know what? For the kid who couldn't pass English in sixth grade, hey, look at me. I wrote a book, right? So, you know, all kinds of things. Anything that really gets you excited, but it's about dreaming. So how do you build that list? One of the things that I did is I looked at the books that I used to books or magazines that I used to keep around as a kid. There's an expression that says, "Will the boy of yesterday, respect the man of tomorrow?" I always thought it a little differently. When you were a kid, you had a hero, and the fact is, you could actually grow up and become your hero. And why wouldn't you? You know, a hero was somebody who excited you and inspired you. And why don't you grow up and become your own hero? if that makes any sense at all. So.
No, that sounds great.
Yeah, it's like, why not, right? So, I don't know, Michael, who was a hero that you had? And maybe I shouldn't ask you this, put you on the spot, but who was a hero that you had?
Oh, like a proper person?
Oh, no, or a cartoon person or whatever, but who was somebody that was a hero to you?
Well, I've always liked all the superheroes. I mean, I was a kid, you know, I liked to dream I could be him, I could be anyone. So.
Yeah.
Anyone, I wouldn't mind. Any hero would do.
and what was it that attracted you to them, or the qualities?
That they could do things no one else would go out and do themselves, and they were their own person.
Okay, so you're kind of doing that now.
Yeah, I am, aren't I?
Yeah, think about it. Or you know, one guy that I really admire is Richard Branson. Here's a guy who has done it his own way, making his dreams reality, and yet doing a lot of charity and having an impact on the world, but also having lots of adventure. And he's kind of a modern day superhero. Or if you ever saw the movie Indiana Jones.
Oh yeah, that's on the bucket list.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's a real life Indiana Jones, I found his book and I looked him up and I actually called him on the phone, and John Goddard is his name, and he invited me to come out. He's like, hey, I'm having my 65th birthday party. It's next week. Why don't you come on out and see me? So, you know, it's amazing what is possible when you just decide, you know, hey, let's make some of these dreams come true. So other things you could have on your list, scuba diving, it could be long. But so here's how I made it. As I started off to say, yeah, I looked at the books and things that I admired as a kid. You know, we had a TV show when I was a kid called Kung Fu, David Carradine. He was like this martial arts guy. And I respected his ability as a martial artist, but I also respected his how even keel he was, his mentality. He didn't really like to get in fights. It was always the last resort. He was always kind of a peaceful warrior kind of thing, and almost like a Zen. Well, he was a monk. So I looked at things that I admired when I was a kid: TV shows, cartoons, superheroes. I looked at books. One of the things I wanted to do as a kid, I read books about how to build log cabins. So that went down on my list. Hey, build a log cabin. Now, as I said, you don't have to make this come true right now. We're just, let's just get your fantasies and your dreams down on paper. The other thing I did, I went to the bookstore where they have all the books and all the magazines, and I just walked through different sections. Hey, look at all the magazines they've got there. Okay, they had, you know, Car and Driver or Hot Rod. And I'm like, hey, I always wanted to own a race car. So I wrote that down, and you know what? That's one thing that was on my list, and I went out and bought a race car. So, you know, look at the magazines and let the magazines inspire you and help you remember of what you used to dream about. So that's one way I did it. Magazines, books. I also went through the Yellow Pages at the time because we didn't have the internet. Now you could go through the internet and you could just type in all kinds of things and see what comes up. Adventure travel comes up. Charity causes come up. Anything you want, but allow yourself 2 to 3 days of doing nothing but dreaming. And you know what? Ask your friends. I mean, I have some friends, one of their fantasies, they want to learn how to play guitar. Okay, you know what? That's very doable. But like I said, right now, just make a list of things that you would like to have, dreams. Just dreams and fantasies. Make the list. Don't filter it. Once you do that, then I want you to take it to the next level. And the next level is I want you to look at different categories. Now, there's a lot of goal setting programs out there, and I don't know, I've always felt like that was kind of a futile exercise because somebody's telling you to set some goals, and I've always felt like it was missing a little extra kick behind it. This changes goal setting. When you can take a dream and turn it into a reality, your goal setting becomes totally different. Now, yeah, I'm not here to necessarily talk about goal setting because this was something you and I talked about over dinner, just, you know, between two buddies. So I'm just wanting to share with everybody what fires me up. But, the way to take it to the next level is, I broke it down into categories, and Zig Ziglar did a program on goal setting that I thought was really good, and I kind of copied his categories. And it's, once you've done your dream list, now I want you to put the next section on it, which is, how about some financial dreams? So I'm going to actually give you some structure now. So how about some financial dreams, social dreams in terms of contribution to society, or maybe friends are under that. Then I'd have a section on family, things you might want to do for your parents or your spouse or your kids or your siblings. Another one I had was spiritual. You know, if you have any spiritual goals, some people that matters to, some people it doesn't. Another one I had was health. Just health overall. You know, it, you mentioned, you know, getting a personal trainer. Or if you're overweight, you know, maybe pick a goal of losing 10 pounds. But I put different categories because in my dreaming, you know, there's certain categories that were void in my dreams. And I realized I needed to add some dreams to that. So that's what I did. And once that's done, once you've gone through all those categories, then this is real simple. I pick 1 to 3 dreams that I want to turn into a reality every year, and I make them come true. So you've got this big long list. My list is 8 pages long, literally, single spaced, 8 pages long of things that I want to do. One thing on there was, I want to build a helicopter. And you can buy these kits where you build the helicopter and it's big enough for you and another person and luggage to fly in. And at the time it was $40,000. And quite frankly, if I just, if I made it a longer term goal and said, hey, I want to save $8,000 a year for 5 years, you know what? I'd have the $40,000 set aside to go buy the helicopter, and then I need to take a year to build it. But, you know, that was then. I'm sure it's more expensive now. But you know what? That was on my dream list. I'll probably never make that a reality. But that's okay. So take your list and look at 1 to 3 things that you want to make it become a reality and make it happen. I don't know, Mike. I've just been talking nonstop. I've certainly got more to say, but I want to take a breath for a second and see if you have any questions.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I hear about, not just, you know, people who want to create businesses and make money online is, but like anything in general is like people saying, I can't do it, you know.
Right.
And even like when I wrote my list, I mean, you know, you look at your list and you're like, why haven't I done this already? I've been wanting to do this for ages. It is just as simple as going out and doing it. And what would you say to those people who say, I can't do this right now, or I can't do it full stop?
You know, there may be some things that you can't do right now, but then pick something that you can. Do you guys have the storybook when you were a kid about the little engine that couldn't? Do you know that story?
No, I've never heard of that. Sorry.
Okay, so that's okay. So it's probably an American storybook, but it's about a train that has to go up a hill, and it has a lot of cars on the back of it, and the engine, the big engine is saying, that's too many cars, I can't do it. And the little engine is saying, I'm sorry, it's the little engine that could. That's the name of the book. And the little engine's going to the big train, hey, I think I can do that, so step aside, let me give it a shot. and it's really interesting, right? Because it's a metaphor for people in life. A lot of people are like, I can't, I can't, I can't. And if that's what you tell yourself, that's absolutely true. You can't. And if you can, or you think you can, you'll at least try, and most of the time you can get a whole lot more done, or you can make it happen when you didn't. So, you know, I'd like to be the little engine that can versus the little engine that cannot. So I think there's part of it is develop I can do it attitude. That's one thing. And the other thing is, how do you want to live your life? I mean, you must have zombie movies in the UK, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what's interesting is, I think that's a lot of society. I think a lot of society are zombies. I think they died when they were somewhere around 21 to 25. They just happened to be living. in the shell of a body. Why? Because they got in a routine. They get up in the morning, they go to work, they do their thing, they come home, they open up a beer, they turn on a soccer game, they scratch themselves, and that's what they do 7 days a week for the rest of their lives. I'm being a little sarcastic here, so please forgive me. And I hope that's not too off color. But, you know, but in essence, that's what they do, or they go down to the pub, or, but they just fall into a routine and, you know, hey, how you doing? What's going on in life? Same old, same old. Well, yeah, it is same old for another 50 years. I'm sorry, I don't want to live that way. They are walking zombies. And it's like, don't let yourself live that life. So, in answer to your question of what do you say to the folks who are like, you know, I can't do this right now? Well, that's your choice, but I mean, I'll tell you what. You may think that you got a nice long life, and you don't know that. You don't know how long you're going to live. You don't know when you're going to die. I mean, when I was living in Amsterdam, and I had just sold the software company, and I wasn't feeling very well. And I went to the doctor because I said, hey, doc, I'm not feeling well. Something's wrong. And they did some tests, and I was terminally ill. And he's like, go home, make out your will. If you have people that you've done wrong in your life, which was wise advice, make your list of everybody that you've done wrong and call them and clean it up. And I went home and made out my will, and I called up, you know, I made my list of people, and I called them up and tried to clean up everything that I possibly could. But I also wasn't saying, hey, I'm dead. I'm like, no, I'm going to beat this thing. And it took me a year, and I beat it. But, you know, that's at 30 years old. And you don't know how long you got to live. Now, you know, 3-4 years later, I'd moved back to the U.S., and I was in an elevator or a lift, depending on what you call it. And it fell 6 floors and, you know, fell to the bottom with me in it. And I was paralyzed on my right side for a couple months. And they said, you'll never walk again, you'll never run. I was a marathon runner at the time. And, you know, again, that was the doctor saying, this is the way it's going to be. And you know what? Well, Michael, you met me 4 years ago. Do I look like a guy who was an invalid? No. So, you know, I'm an avid runner. I'm an avid weightlifter. And I built my body back to about 99.5%. But, you know, my point is, that's twice now that I probably should have been dead, and that was two times before the age of 35. So you don't know how much time you have, and I'm going to encourage you to, you know what, go out and make some things happen, things that are important to you, because if something happens and you're in a lift that falls or a car accident, you know, wouldn't it be nice to be sitting there going, hey, there's some things I always wanted to do in my life, and I did them.
Yeah.
You know, and the funny thing is, at least for me, I can't speak for everybody. The funny thing is, most of those things are experiences for me. So I doubt if I'll look back and say, hey, I'm really glad I bought that couch for my house. Or I probably will look back and say, I'm really glad I bought that Porsche. But, you know, it's not the possession of the Porsche. It's the driving experience that I get when I'm in it. But to me, it's the experiences that I would look back at. And another one of my ways that I make decisions is, if I have an opportunity to do something and I'm debating whether I should do it or not, I sit there and I go, you know, 5 years from now, if I don't do this 5 years from now, will I look back and say, I wish I had? Because if I'm going to look back and regret that I didn't do it and wish that I had, it tells me that I should just go do it. And if I look back and go, you know, 5 years from now, if I'm looking back and go, no, not a big deal, yeah, then I got my answer. Then I got my answer. But that's kind of some of my philosophy. But it's, you know, make that dream list and then pick one thing, two things, three things on it that you can turn into reality for this year.
Brilliant.
And that's what I do. And some of those things on that list, Michael, are easy, like you said, going, hey, gosh, I've always wanted to do this. Look at it. It's so simple. Why haven't I done it? I mean, it could be as simple as, you know, have you ever been to Bath? Have you ever seen the Roman ruins there?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Okay. So, but for some folks who aren't that far away from it, it could be as simple as jumping in the car and going up and spending a weekend there, right? Or, you know, have you been to Lake District, or have you been to Hadrian's Wall, or, you know, that, but there's so many simple things that we could do that it's been on our list of going, you know, I'd like to do that someday. I'd like to do that someday. And 10 years later, it's like, I'd like to do that someday. And it's real simple. Put it on your list and go freaking do it. But don't let time pass you by, because you just don't know how much time you have. I mean, that's really it.
No, that's spot on. One last sort of thing I would like to touch on the whole thing is sort of the financial sort of side of things, because a lot of people, you know, it's not just I can't do it because, you know, I'm scared or because I don't have the time. It's, and sometimes, you know, it's the whole fact that some people don't want to spend the money to do the things they really want. And a lot of the time, like, I had things on my list, and I'm thinking to myself, I have the money to do this. Why am I saving for something I have no idea why I need the money for? Why don't I just go and do it? What would you say to those people who are sort of thinking what I just said there?
Well, elaborate on your question a little bit more, because I'm not sure what you're asking. I think I know, but give me a little more.
Well, like, people are scared to spend money a lot of the time.
Okay.
And, you know, they save money and they don't want to spend it. They don't know exactly what they're saving for, but they're saving it because they know they're going to need it someday. And some people, you know, some things don't cost that much money. Like, one of my things on my list is I used to play drums, and I wasn't too bad at it. And this is when I was probably about 13 or 14. I sort of, you know, school in the way, and I gave up. But I was recently in America, when I visited you, I went to a Best Buy, and they have this audio section, and I've never seen this sort of thing before, because none of our, we have PC World here, and we don't have like a whole musical area, and yeah. They had this musical drum kit, and a drum kit area, and everything, and I played it, and I was like, wow, I really missed this, and I put it on my list, and I'm thinking to myself, it's like, I'd get a good one, and it wouldn't be anything more than £1,000, and that's something I can afford to do. But so many people, you know, they can afford to do it, but they just don't want to spend the money. And so that's something a lot of people have to come over. It's just saying, you know, this will bring me much better return than the money I've spent on it.
Gotcha.
And so that's sort of something I want to quickly touch on, because a lot of people don't really let it click that what they're going to get in return is so much better.
Yeah, got it. Okay, so I think there's multiple answers to your question. I mean, there's striking a balance, and I don't know what the balance is, but there's striking a balance between what you spend today and saving for the future. And so that's part of why that section on your dream list, I mean, do the dreams first, but then start to categorize it. And let's face it, you want to save for tomorrow. You don't want to get to retirement age, which I will never retire. But if you get to retirement age and you want the option to retire, it would be nice if you had enough money to be able to do that. And you need to plan for that. And some of the statistics that I've seen, which I don't remember the exact statistics now, but I was stunned, at least in the U.S., of how many people are going to reach retirement age and not have enough money. They're going to have more life than they're going to have money. And, you know, what happens then? That's happened with my parents, and I'm taking care of them now, you know, financially. So, I think the statistic I saw was something like that's going to happen to 40% of Americans. And you can't quote me on that number, but it was a huge number, and I was stunned and appalled by that number. So there, part of it is, you do need to do some financial planning on what kind of lifestyle do you want to live when you get to retirement age. So you do have to save for that. But you know what? The flip side of that is, I think about my grandparents who were farmers, and they saved their whole life to be able to go on trips. They wanted to travel. Well, you know, as a farmer, you never get a sick day. You never get a holiday, because the animals still have to be fed. The cows still have to be milked. The crops still have to be taken care of. So there is no time off. And yet when they got to the age where they could retire and they sold the animals and they could have a relative check on the crops, physically they weren't able to travel. So there's a balance between living for today, but, you know, making sure that you plan for tomorrow. But again, you don't know how much tomorrow you have. So I'm not saying purely live for today. That what I don't have the answer to is what's the proper balance. So that's one part of the answer to your question. The other part of the question is, you know, we don't spend money, as you were talking about drums. It's like, you know, I think there's a piece of, there's something that we really loved to do when we were younger, and we got away from it. And, you know, the question is, why did we get away from it? Well, you know, there's lots of reasons why. But when you saw that electronic drum set, it sparked some passion back in you again, correct?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got excited.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, what are the things, and I think that's what it's about. It's about doing things that excite you. And things that you used to do that we got away from. I mean, as a kid, I used to do a lot of camping. I haven't been camping in years, and I'm dying to go. It's like, wait, I just need to put it on my calendar and go camping because I love camping. Or same with the bicycling. You know, I mentioned earlier I was a big bicycler. And every time I get on a bike, it's like, man, I love this. How come I'm not out doing this every weekend? So, I mean, there is taking care of your business, and there's taking care of your family, and sometimes other things get in the way. But generally speaking, are you doing things you're passionate about? Now, me, you know, I love weightlifting, and I like weightlifting more than I like bicycling at this point. And so it's easy to, yeah, I go to the gym probably 6 days a week. Well, you know what? That's something that I really enjoy. So you maybe you're replacing one passion with another. That's kind of a higher passion. So I don't know if, is this answering your question?
No, this is great. Okay. It's what I need to hear.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I think the theme overall really of our conversation is, make your life an adventure, whatever that adventure is. For some people, their dream is they want to get married, have kids, and stay home and be a housewife. You know what? Nothing wrong with that. Quite frankly, that's an adventure. Having kids, taking care of kids, raising kids, you know, that's an adventure, and kids are just funny as heck as far as I'm concerned. So, you know, you decide what the adventure is. The adventure is not trekking in Nepal, necessarily. It's whatever is the adventure for you, and I'm probably defining adventure a little different than most, but it's your life. You get to live it according to your rules, and maybe that's the other thing I need to talk about. There's lots of what society says you should or should not do, and I think that's a bunch of BS. You know, it's your life. I think you make the rules. You know, quite frankly, if Richard Branson had lived by society's rules, none of us would ever even heard of him.
No.
Yeah, right? If Donald Trump lived by society's rules, none of us would ever heard of Donald Trump. So I think it's you decide the rules. You decide how you want to live your life. Hey, let's take Hugh Hefner, the founder of Playboy. You know, here's a guy who broke the rules. Now, you know, everybody knows him for Playboy. Here's something that they don't know him for. He's the first guy who did interracial television. So at the time, he wanted to do this TV show called Playboy After Dark. And I remember as a kid, I remember seeing this on late night. And he wanted to have a black singer, a very good singer named Sammy Davis Jr., on the show. And the producers were like, no, we can't have any blacks on the show. And he said, well, then forget it. You can't have my show. Well, they wanted his show badly enough. It was a television show where they had famous people on it, and Sammy Davis would play the piano. And, I mean, he was kind of like a co-host. And they wanted the show badly enough that they said, okay, you can have Sammy Davis Jr. on the show. He was the first guy in America to have a interracial television show. You know, so he's breaking the race barrier. So, again, my point of the story is you decide how you want to live your life. You decide your rules. You decide what excites you. You decide what is your adventure and what is your passion. And then go live it. And we know that, you know, you can't do everything, right? So just pick, listen, if you just did one or two things a year 10 years from now, you will have done 10 or 20 things. My big thing is I like adventure travel to other countries. And I like to do one trip of a lifetime every year. So this year, my trip of a lifetime was to Morocco. That was good. I did another trip a couple months ago to Cuba. And I want to do one trip of a lifetime a year because I don't know how much lifetime I have. And, you know, I can go, wow, that was an incredible trip and I had a great time. And I've got two other friends that I do this with. I've been doing this for 16 years now. Every September, October, we take 3 weeks and we go somewhere in the world. We've been to Thailand. We've been to Cambodia. We've been to Brazil. I mean, the list goes on and on. And this is something that we love to do. It's 3 weeks with really close friends, going to exotic places that we've always wanted to go to, and we go make it happen. And you know what? If I'm on my Harley tomorrow and I get hit by a truck and I'm dead, you know what? I know that I live my life to about the fullest I possibly could have, and I'll have no regrets. I have no regrets. So, and maybe that's the last thing. I mentioned this earlier about the doctor said, make out your will and make up your cleanup list. I would encourage you to make a list of people that you feel you need to clean it up with. And, you know, go have a cleanup conversation. And life is too short. A lot of people get in fights with their best friends and or they've lost touch or they're pissed off at their sister or brother they haven't talked to for 10 or 20 years. And it's like, you know what? That's a shame. Not saying that they're wrong for doing that, but you know, if you're on your deathbed and you're awake and you've got a week to sit there and contemplate, are you going to look back and say, man, I really wish I'd cleaned that up? Then I would say, you know what? Put that on your list and go clean it up because life, again, is just too short. Just too short. So, Michael, what else?
That's just a great note to probably end this recording on. I think you've, you know, hit the nail, and I think that's just perfect. Is there anything you really want to, any last advice or anywhere people can find out more about you or contact you?
I mean, if they want to, they can go to andymillerinternational.com if they want to contact me. I mean, you know me as really a sales consultant, sales trainer. But I'll tell you what, it's a real interesting exercise to do when you make your dream list. And I've done this with groups before and you have people share their dream list. Now there's some things on my dream list that are a little X-rated, so I really wouldn't want to share that part of my list. But if you want to do a group call sometime where people share their list, or what would be interesting is to have people share a partial list on your website. I don't know if that's even possible.
Yeah, there we have a comment section for the whole the interview will be transcribed and there'll be audio and everything. But everyone can comment and share their list. I'm sure a lot of people will overlap and a lot of people have the same goals.
Well, and that's what I found when I've had a group. If I'm doing sales training and trying to help them set some goals, I have them take an hour and do a dream list, and then we go around the room and I just have them share two or three things on that list that they're comfortable sharing with the group. And you would be surprised. Somebody will go, yeah, well, I want to learn how to play guitar. And somebody goes, oh, I forgot about that. I always want to learn how to do that. You know what? Put it down on your list. So if people are willing to share their list on your site, that would be a great place to go for other people to take a look at it and get ideas for them because, you know, there's a lot of things that we've wanted to do that we've even forgotten about. I mean, that's how, you know, I mentioned about people being zombies. I think a lot of people have numbed out in life. Do you guys use that term? No, you've kind of gone numb?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, so
a lot of people have just gone numb in life and they're getting through the day and they're not getting from the day. I mean, you're supposed to get something out of each day, not just get through it and survive. So, you know what? Quit being numb, make your dream list and start living with some passion, living by your rules. That's what it's about.
All right, thanks very much, Andy. That was a great interview and a great insight into the bucket list and getting the adventure out of life that you really should have.
Yes.
To everyone out there, I will add my list to the end of this interview, and I will include anyone else's that would like me to add it to it. So I look forward to seeing what everyone's list is.
That's cool.